And look, we're going to be talking healthy brain habits. Now, times are pretty tough. You don't need me to tell you that, right? We've got lockdowns and restrictions. There's been job losses. Our social lives are being kept physically apart from our friends and family. And look, there's definitely a feeling of disconnection and anxiety amongst us right now. And that's fair enough. Our daily routines have kind of fallen by the wayside and maybe fallen into bad habits. And particularly, we might have fallen into some negative brain habits. Well, help is here this morning. We're going to be speaking with Dr. Madeline Bisby, who is a clinical psychologist and postdoctoral research fellow with the eCentre and MindSpot clinics. Dr. Bisby, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Now, what are some of the negative brain habits that you've come across, and why are these habits like bad for us?
Yeah, of course. As you mentioned, our worlds have been turned upside down with lockdowns, and it's understandable that we might find ourselves in some thinking styles that maybe we're not used to, or that might not be so helpful for us compared to what we're used to. So the first one I think would be helpful to talk about is something that's called rumination, or what we say is repetitive negative thinking. So I think we've all been in this situation where we find ourselves stuck in this almost thought loop where we keep going around and around, you know? And that kind of stuckness, it might be, okay, what happened last week? Could I have done it differently? Could I have, you know, why did this happen? Why did that happen? Or even thinking about the future, like when is lockdown going to ease? What's going to happen next time? All of those questions we can't necessarily answer, but we keep trying to. And then we get stuck in this loop where we go round and round. It can make us feel really stuck and really helpless, which is something that's not so helpful for us to fall into. But if you do find that that's happening, just try and change those whys into a how. So how can I solve this problem? And if you can't solve it, try and do something else. You know, distract yourself with a fun activity or something that you know can take your mind off it. Because when we get stuck going nowhere, we can find our mood just spiral a bit.
Yeah, right. You know what? Mm. You're exactly right. Like I have lots of family and friends in Queensland, and I'm about to miss, you know, a dear friend's wedding because we can't get in. And I have actually just stopped planning forward.
Yeah.
And looking at things forward. And I'm actually kind of just taking things literally 24 hours by 48 hour kind of blocks, because I feel like that's the best way to manage my own expectations and not get stuck in that rumination of, oh my God, you know, I'm missing all these things in Queensland with, you know, my friends and family. So, yes. Okay. I love that. Change the why to how. Okay.
Yes.
That's a good one. So what are some of the best daily habits for our brain that we should be using other than the kind of change the why to how?
Yeah. So something you just mentioned. So try and keep planning, but only for a short time period at the moment. We want to keep our routines. We know that routines are really helpful. We know that getting up at the same time every day and knowing what we're doing is great, but it's not so helpful if we try and plan 2 months in advance when we don't know what's going to happen. So keeping your goals, making sure you keep making goals, but making them shorter term is really helpful. And then the other thing is to keep a realistic and balanced perspective on things. So especially at the moment, it's quite easy to fall into, unhelpful thinking about how bad things are going to be and that lockdown will never end and that the end is never in sight. But that's not necessarily the case. And so when you find yourself having those thoughts, check in with yourself and go, is this the most balanced approach? Is this the most realistic perspective? And then take a step back and maybe say, okay, things will get better. I just have to get through this at the moment.
Yeah. And tell us about the nationwide trial you're coordinating called Things You Do.
Yeah. So it's related to daily brain habits. So I'm really happy to talk about it. So we know that these things that we do on a daily basis can have an impact on our mental health. So we all know what we should be doing for our physical health, you know, brush our teeth, go for a walk, drink enough water. We don't necessarily know what we should be doing on a daily basis to keep mentally well. So we're having a look at whether there are some things that we can help people do on a daily basis, like plan goals, keep a balanced perspective on things, keep socially connected, keep your routines up, to see whether we can actually use that as a way to help people who are experiencing anxiety and depression as a way that's a bit easier and more approachable than are starting a psychological treatment course, but perhaps can result in some really good symptom improvements anyway.
Oh, and so how can we find out about that? Or where can we, like, how is it, like, is that just a trial you're running at the moment and then the results will come out later? Like,
oh, of course. Well, you can find out more either by contacting me or by going to the MindSpot website. So it's mindspot.org.au. And all of the things we're doing are on the MindSpot website. And we'll also be starting the trial by the end of the month if anyone wants to participate.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay, cool. Oh, that might be an interesting thing. Oh, my God, such an interesting time to be doing this, right?
Right?
Dr. Bisby, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks, Willie.
Thank you so much to Dr. Bisby for her time this morning. If you just tuned in, we were chatting to Dr. Madeline Bisby about her clinical, she's a clinical psychologist and postdoctoral research fellow, and we're talking about daily brain habits. What are your daily brain habits and how are you keeping them positive in lockdown life?